welcome, everybody. It's time once again to join us on our weekly journey here at Living Hope, a journey designed to provide hope, inspiration, and a little bit of education for those living with pancreatic cancer, sharing the real-life stories of those really affected by this deadly disease and how they deal with it on a daily basis. With your host, she knows how to deal with everything except getting on Zoom this morning here, Roberta Luna, welcome.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, apparently I don't know how to get on Zoom very well, even though it seems like I do it all the time nowadays. But anyway, we're finally here. Thank you all for being patient and waiting. Today I have a very special guest with us, Sarah Banks. I'm sorry, I lost her for a moment there. Sarah Banks is the development manager for the Hirschberg Foundation for Pancreatic Cancer Research. Hi, Sarah. Thank you for joining us today and for being patient with me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. No, of course, we're all dealing with Zoom.
I know, right? It's crazy times right now, but at least we can be together, sort of. So this is kind of good. I'm just really curious, what does a development manager do?
Development management. Anyone in development does a little bit of everything. It means your hands are in everything. So that ranges from fundraising to community outreach, building relationships, even communications, and of course, hosting events like the LA Cancer Challenge, which is what we're going to discuss. So I've got my hands in everything.
A jack of all trades, so to say, I guess, huh?
Yes, exactly. I say that often.
You're my go-to person for whatever I might need.
Yeah.
Well, you've been with Hirschberg for how long?
For 10 years now.
And you started out as a volunteer, or have you always been an employee?
I've always been an employee, but it started out with, I actually had created a notebook for caregivers to track their medical information. And that was how I first met Aggie and Lisa and the team. And they loved the book and they wanted to bring it on. And the more we connected, they were interested in having me be a part of the foundation on a more permanent level. So I didn't start out volunteering. I can say that my family attended a symposium prior to that, but I jumped right in from the beginning.
Yes, and I personally want to thank you for that caregiver book. I actually have that. So it's really
awesome.
It's been a really great tool. Are you comfortable sharing a little bit with us your personal journey as to why you came to Hirschberg or why you got involved with pancreatic cancer?
Sure. My mom passed away from pancreatic cancer around 12 years ago. She was diagnosed in her late 50s and was given 6 months. And luckily, we had her for 2.5 years. So she was an RN for almost 40 years and helped other people. And then she needed a little bit of help getting through that journey. So me and my sister were with her along the way. So my connection is extremely personal. I was very close with my mom.
Yes, and thank you for sharing that. I know it's difficult, along with my losing my father, grandmother, and uncle. I also lost my mom in 2013 to pancreatic cancer. And there's just, you know, our moms are our moms, and it's very difficult. So I thank you for sharing that and being honest. And I know it can be very emotional time. So I don't want to press you if you're not comfortable. So let's go to why we're actually here today. And that's to talk about something that's happening on October 31st. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. October 31st, Halloween of all days. We are going to be hosting the 24th LA Cancer Challenge 5K walk run. So this is a event that the Hirschberg Foundation considers a signature event. It's one of the largest pancreatic cancer events in SoCal. And we're so thrilled to bring it back in person. Last year, we had a huge virtual event that spanned the entire country, but we want to see and hug and love up our survivors and meet again with researchers and doctors and all of the families that are always a part of this event. So we're really excited.
Yeah, virtual, I mean, it's better than doing nothing, right? But like you say, you can't replace that hug and just seeing each other in person, even if you're not.
Absolutely.
With the hug, just being there in person, it's just an amazing event. So why Halloween? I know it always falls on Halloween weekend, or if it happens to be, you know, on a weekend on Halloween. Why did you guys pick Halloween of all times?
Well, I mean, we're working with our partners at UCLA. So in part, it's usually about scheduling, but the Hirschberg Foundation has always hosted it the last week of October. And it makes it more festive. We can have costumes and fun activities for kids. So it's also the lead up to November, which is Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month. So it's really just the perfect timing, really. It's not as much about Halloween, although we have a lot of Halloween lovers in our office, but it's just the perfect time for launching into November and a really fun way of getting together.
Yeah, and it really is a lot of fun. We've been to many of your LA Cancer Challenges and seen the different costumes, and just, I don't know, it just gives a different feel to it. So it's a very unique event. So I really appreciate you guys going to all that work. I know it's a lot of work. And I know you still, how many years now have you been doing it at UCLA? I know this is a kind of a new venue.
I want to say we're in our maybe fourth year doing it at UCLA, but we've been at UCLA in the past. We also did it at the VA for quite a while. So it moved around a little bit, but we're definitely at our home. You know, we have a very strong partnership with UCLA and we are here to stay. And it's a beautiful environment. And it allows us to involve the doctors on campus, and students are, you know, able to participate. So it really broadens our reach. So I think we're here to stay.
Yeah, it is a beautiful campus place to walk in. The Veterans was nice too. I mean, like I said, it's just a matter of everybody getting together. But I think you picked a really great place to call home, and I think it'll be a really amazing event there. Now, last year, I know because of the pandemic, LA Cancer Challenge was virtual, and you are coming back. But are you still having a virtual event for those people who maybe can't attend or maybe aren't comfortable coming out yet?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We always had a virtual event, to be honest. We always offered that option because it shouldn't be limited to people in Los Angeles. You know, we work with patients and families across the country and sometimes internationally. So we always offered the virtual registration option. But yes, last year was challenging and we don't want anyone left out. So we added a little bit more to our website so that people could really feel further engaged and not feel disconnected from the in-person event. And I think that we already have at least 20 states, maybe more now, and definitely Canada as well. People are registering from everywhere. So that's exciting too. You know, I like the idea of having it here at our home and also, you know, widespread so that we can touch families and communities everywhere.
Yeah, that's really amazing. Like I said, it is nice to have that virtual connection to there. So in case you can't, even if you can't happen to do it that particular day or at that time, there's another time you can do it. So,
right. And we want people to feel safe as well. You know, a lot of people are still dealing with what's happened over the last year. So everybody needs to feel safe in their environment. And I think that provides that opportunity.
Now that you brought that up, are you guys doing anything special or different than you would normally do to make people feel more safe? Are there any precautions or anything that you're doing or taking?
Hand sanitizer. We gave away last year, we had Never Give Up masks that we provided. We still have some of those, but people will be encouraged to wear masks if that's what they're comfortable with. We also have some really cheesy costumes of hand sanitizer people that will be walking through the crowds to encourage people, you know, to keep their hands clean. And I think that at this point, I hope that at this point, people, if they feel comfortable coming in person, they will do that. If they don't, then they can participate virtually. And a lot of us know, you know, the standards of what we should be doing. And most importantly, it's an outdoor event, right? So even better if we have a beautiful day with a little bit of a breeze, full ventilation, you know, the sun shining. I think that everything will be fantastic.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to it. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to go in person, but definitely virtually we will be there. A while ago, we talked a little bit about registration. Is there a website people can go to register? Do you have that link?
Yes. So it's www.lacancerchallenge.com. And registration is very easy, and you can choose in person or virtual right there. So it's pretty simple.
And we'll provide that at the end and also on Facebook. We'll go and provide that link for people as well. What is the cost for registration?
$40. But if we have kids registering or patients, you know, we always try and lower that a little bit. It's $25 for children under 11. So we've decreased that for the little ones because we want to fill up our Candyland Kid Zone for sure. And we want to involve, you know, the entire family. So.
Oh, very good. And it's, do they get any swag or anything when they register, t-shirts or anything like that? Or is there anything special they get?
Everyone will get a t-shirt, an LA Cancer Challenge t-shirt. And we always do a finisher's medal for walking the 5K. We have runners that attend and they compete for winner's medals, which are slightly different. You can also get a bunch of items for fundraising. So we try to provide, we have a partnership with JR286 and they provide a lot of really cool items as fundraising prizes. So if you're able to raise money for research and patient programs, we will give you some prizes. So there's lots of goodies. And I must say that last year I was on the medal, Superhero Sarah. Yes.
Cool. So
I can't miss the opportunity to say that.
No, that's definitely very cool.
Everyone walks away with something as well as an incredible experience.
Yeah, it's a great experience. I encourage you, if you can go, you'd be there. Said I'm interested to see what the virtual part is, but yeah, if you can. And what time does registration open? What time does the event start?
The event starts at 7:30. The walk will start, the race starts at 9 a.m. I think that the walk starts maybe about 15 minutes later. We'll try and give our runners, you know, the lead. Mm-hmm. And we'll be there at 7:30. We'll be there before 7:30, but people usually start to show up between 7 and 7:30.
You'll probably be camping out the night before, right? Just get ready.
I think people are just enthusiastic. You know, we have a lot of returning teams, a lot of returning families, and we'll be there while it's still dark and people will start to show up and they'll be setting up their team tent, food and goodies and checking out the kids zone. I think it's great when people can't wait. I mean, that really shows that, you know, folks are enthusiastic.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're going to be happy to get back. So I'm sure it's going to be even a better event than, you know, probably the best event. Not that they're, you know, they're all great, but when you haven't been able to attend something in person for so long, it just puts the extra spin on it. So, yeah, and
we want every year to be better and better and better. You know, right. We always try and be better.
Exactly. And can they register the same day, or do you prefer they register online? Registration is open same day.
Earlier the better, but yes, they can definitely register the same day. We have a registration tent. So I'd prefer it if they register today, but they can register anytime between now and the day of, the morning of.
And once they get there, and there's different things they can, I assume if I remember from the years before, they can go visit different areas, different tents and whatnot. Is that still going to be there this year?
Absolutely. So we're at Wilson Plaza, and it's a rather large area that's outdoors, and we have our Fit Family Expo. So we have lots of expo vendors. We have our Kid Zone, our Candyland Kid Zone, which has really cool decorations, large people-sized lollipops and other things that our volunteers have created to make it super festive. We have our Team Lounge, and that's where the top fundraising teams who have been with us usually get a tent in there so they can gather their groups and have a little bit more of a personal space. But the event as a whole, you know, there's vendors everywhere. This year there will even be a trick-or-treat wall. We've replaced our donut wall with a trick-or-treat wall that will have little bags of, you know, trick-or-treat items in them. So There's something for everyone in every corner of Wilson Plaza at UCLA.
Oh, sounds great. Sounds like a lot of fun. Any special guests?
I can't say.
Oh, okay. All right. So
Maybe. Denise D'Adore usually is the MC for our show, and she does an incredible job. But I think that no matter who shows up, the most important part is having our survivors and our families there. So it's not really about famous faces and names. It's about the families and the patients and having a sense of community. So you never know who's going to show up. You never know who's registered, and there might be, we might have a surprise or two up our sleeve as far as the event and new activities and stuff like that. But ultimately, it's about patients and family. So,
is there a special place where survivors can meet up with other survivors, or is there a way that you have for them to get in touch?
Well, we have our Hirschberg Foundation tent, which stands out amongst the rest. And that is where our patient and family support coordinator, Amy, will be. And that is the space where we keep a lot of resources and pamphlets and information. And she is planted there to talk to any patients, any survivors, caregivers, and families that have questions about this disease, about seeking treatment, or we just want to talk about their experience. So usually she has a lot of people stop by, and there is definitely an opportunity for patients to meet other patients. But that opportunity in particular really comes across in our other programs, like our symposium that will be coming up in 2022. So that is more of a patient caregiver bonding experience, in my personal opinion.
Great. And do you have like an opening ceremony before the race starts? Any kind of?
We will have the MC going all morning. We always have an honorary medical chair, and that will be Dr. Lee this year. And she is the director of UCLA's Center for Human Nutrition. And then we also have a honorary starter, which is usually a pancreatic cancer survivor. So someone at the start stage this year, it will be Esther Lee. She's around my age. She's a pancreatic cancer survivor, and she is just the sweetest human being you've ever met. She's going to be sharing her story, giving a small speech right before she blows a horn for everybody to get running or walking. So that's a big part of our ceremony in the beginning, but it continues throughout the day, and we will share videos. We have a team video, actually, where we share photos of survivors, of teams that participate every year. There's a lot going on. There's something for everyone. So no matter where you're standing, you'll see something or experience something.
Oh, good. That's good to hear that. And I'm glad to hear it. It's such a young age, unfortunately, to be diagnosed, but I'm happy to hear that, you know, she's going to be able to participate, and look forward to meeting her at some point in time and seeing her and hearing more about her story. Now, what programs at Hirschberg does the LA Cancer Challenge benefit?
Well, so first and foremost, research. So, you know, obviously Hirschberg Foundation for Pancreatic Cancer Research. So we have an international seed grant program that funds quite a bit of research. We've funded over 97 grants at this point at more than 40 organizations, medical centers, and universities across the country, and including Tel Aviv and China. So we first and foremost are funding research to make advances in treatment options and a lot of other things. And then also equally important is patient programs. So I mentioned Amy, our patient and family support coordinator, who provides one-on-one support. We have a symposium that happens every year. It didn't happen last year, so we had a webinar series throughout the year, and that went really well, but we're bringing back our symposium, and that usually has a lot of featured guests that are researchers and doctors and surgeons, and even a patient and caregiver panel where people talk about what they've gone through and really just put inspirational stories out there. So funds patient programs, patient services, and research.
You mentioned some webinars, and I was able to attend some of those, but for those that missed them, are they able to go on your website and see those still? Are they available?
Yes, they will still stay available indefinitely. I believe if you go on our website, pancreatic.org, there is a button at the top that says webinar series, and you can see everything that we've done. I believe we had 18 webinars, and that was quite a bit to pull off, you know, and during an unexpected pandemic. But we had some really amazing guests that were willing to show up, and some really cool classes, and it was interactive. So in the moment, you know, people were able to do Q&A. So they're all available, and they will stay available.
Yeah, I didn't realize you had done so many. That's a lot, 18, but they were very well done, and I really appreciate the opportunity to been able to see those. So thank you for doing that. I'm really happy to hear about that. So, make sure if you miss that, you know, go to their website and check them out, because there's a lot of good webinars on there. Lots of great information. Now for the LA Cancer Challenge, is there a packet pickup, or do they get theirs everything that day, or how does that work?
There is packet pickup on Saturday. You can do it at Big Five on Wilshire Boulevard, or you can, if you're out of town, we are shipping for our virtual participants. They will get their items hopefully in advance. But Big Five is where we do our main packet pickup. Sometimes people will come to UCLA, but Big Five is the main spot.
Do you know a time or date when that is going to happen yet?
So packet pickup is always the day before. So that'll be on October 30th on Saturday. I believe it is from 11 to 1. I could be wrong. It could be 10 to 1 around that time. But I encourage everybody to go to lacancerchallenge.com, and we have all of the details there, the address, the specific time, and what you'll be picking up.
Yes, thank you. And I'm sorry, could you repeat that website one more time for people?
LACancerChallenge.com.
Good. Thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about the LA Cancer Challenge that I might not have asked? Anything else you want to just throw in there?
Everyone is invited. I mean, I think that we covered almost everything, but, you know, the LA Cancer Challenge has been around for almost 25 years, and it's a part of the mission, honestly. I mean, we have different parts of our mission, but one of them is to unite generations and to raise awareness. And so that is what this is. This is a huge component where we are able to let patients' families know that they're not alone, where we're able to honor our loved ones and celebrate survivors. So it's very important for creating hope. And I think that everybody needs to know that. So no one's alone in this fight, and events like this really let people know that. So everybody is invited, and we really hope to see you there or virtually, either or. I just want people to, you know, to know that we are here, and that you can answer any call to action. You can attend in any way. You can participate in any way. So yeah, just come and join us. October 31st, Halloween, LACancerChallenge.com. There you go.
Got to get it all in there. unfortunately, we were running a little bit late because of our little technical error earlier, but I do want to congratulate you on a very successful tour to peer that you guys did. That was really awesome.
Thank you.
and I know very quickly you did mention a symposium. Do you have a date on that yet, or can they just visit the website for more information?
April 23rd is the date, and it will be at UCLA's Luskin Center. So we'll be posting more details as the program is finalized, so that you'll be able to see who the guest speakers will be and what time everything will be. So right now, just mark your calendars for April 23rd, and we'll see you hopefully at the Luskin Center at UCLA.
Yes, very good. Thank you. And I want to thank you for joining us today and for sharing a little bit of your personal journey. I really do appreciate it. I know, like I said, it can be different and very, you know, emotional, but I think it's really important to put a face to this, you know, to pancreatic cancer, not always concentrate on statistics. And I know Aggie hates statistics, so.
She hates the statistics. She does not want to hear a number out of anyone's mouth. Like, this is a disease that we are going to fight. And we're going to win the fight. And, you know, if people pay too much attention to statistics and numbers, like I said, my mom was given 6 months and she lived 2.5 years. So things just don't always go according to statistics. They can be rather negative, and we want people to feel hopeful. So I'm really glad that you're doing this podcast. I've known you for a long time, and I think that this is a great way to bring people together and raise awareness and share these stories. It's very important.
Well, thank you guys for your support. I really do appreciate it. And I still don't know if I still feel I'm out of my comfort zone, but it's okay.
You're doing great. You're doing great. I saw another one, and you're doing fantastic. All you have to do is be you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I don't know if that's always great, but thank you. I do appreciate that. And I, again, appreciate your support. And Today, we want to dedicate our episode of Living Hope is dedicated in the memory of Sarah's mom, Jane Dorr Banks, and in celebration of survivor Esther Lee, who will be the honorary starter.
Honorary starter, correct.
LA Cancer Challenge. So one more time, if you want to just throw out that website one more time before we go.
www.lacancerchallenge.com. The event's on October 31st, Halloween. Join us.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it. And please give my love to Aggie and to Lisa and to Amy and everybody else out there. And thank them for their very generous support. It's greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Well, there you have it. Another great reason to tune in each and every time to Living Hope, our ongoing living journey to provide hope, inspiration, and education for those living with pancreatic cancer. Sharing the real-life stories of those really affected and how they deal with it on a daily basis. And if you'd like to share your story, by all means, contact us. We'd love to put you on the air. And if you or anyone else needs immediate help on their journey, just contact Patient Services at 877-2-PANCAN. That's 877 and the number 2, PANCAN, for more help and information. For all of us here at the OC Talk Radio Network and the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network, thanks for listening and share a story today here.